Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where's the hill that he ran? You said your father-in-law knows?
No, it was he was referencing that they used to do the Edgewater Hill back in the day. Chip Banks and Frank Minifield. I don't know exactly where Shador. I haven't actually seen that. I just saw him walking into the other gym.
I saw him around a hill, but you can't. I don't think you can tell at all. You can tell people have ran that hill because it's a pretty worn down path. That must be a
many
thing
have
somewhere.
Come before, yeah. Shador Sanders.
But he's been the most recent to conquer the hill.
So did the competition start yesterday?
Yeah, I said it's a leg up, right? Where's Dylan Gabriel? You know Shador's going to put stuff on social media. So is it one thing where Dylan's doing his work behind the scenes and that's how he's going to go about his business while Shador is going to have everything out in the open? Because I went to his YouTube page, their production company's YouTube page.
Yeah.
And I mean, every clip has north of 500,000 views, some of a million views. And there's like already 5 videos since the draft. So every day is going to be chronicled.
Now, do you think that this will get some of the people who are against him on his side?
I think it'll still drive people nuts. Like, they're going to say, put your head down, do your work.
What if you can't put your head down and do your work while he's not filming it. He's not the one walking around. He's not Scorsese. He's got people filming him, clearly.
Sure.
But that doesn't mean he's not doing the work.
Look, I know today's day and age, these kids, it is totally different with how they conduct their business. And they're guys that are in the NFL putting out their video. I mean, Nick Chubb's put out his workout videos, and he doesn't get ridiculed for it. But I have a feeling Shador, there will be people be like, just enough is enough. Like, just put your time in, and you know, you're in a competition not just for this job, but for an NFL career.
Nick Chubb has proven his thing first. I mean, Nick Chubb has been able to take care of his business first, and then do it. Albert Breer was on Afternoon Drive yesterday. I'll get the Breer first, and then we'll play some Florio for everybody. Because I think that this changes. I think it will help change how we see Shador Sanders. I think that it might. If you just get to see exactly the work that he's doing, maybe it'll help you feel better. I think that that's an outreach to some of the fans here. Here is Albert Breer on why Shador fell in this draft.
After the second round, certainly, this became about everything else. And so, you know, if you want your backup quarterback in with the furniture, this isn't the guy. Here's the other part, guys. Like, I think this is really where Shador's camp made the mistake. They operated as if he was a top 5 lock, and that was never the case. If you think that you're seen that way, well, you're sure you're going in the first round, and now, you know, you might be able to pick your spot. You might be able to say, okay, like, I'm going to handle this team this way and screw this other team, and I don't need to couch out of that team. Versus the way that everyone else in the draft handles this, which is, I'm on 32 job interviews, and I need to impress everybody. I am surprised he fell as far as he did. But I think the logic behind it 100% makes sense if you really think about it.
That's Albert Breer yesterday on Afternoon Drive. Hear the rest of that, 92.3thefan.com. Might have another one for you coming up here momentarily. So you drafted 2 quarterbacks. Some people didn't think it made sense. I know the people in Baltimore, whether or not we care about what they think, there were pundits in Baltimore ripping us to shreds for taking two quarterbacks, which I didn't understand the Dylan Gabriel pick. They really like Dylan Gabriel. We'll see. But speaking of Dylan Gabriel, Mike Florio was on Middays yesterday on Baskin and Phelps. He had this to say about the competition between Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders. You got to listen closely. Hit it.
I'm concerned that when it comes down to Shedeur versus Dylan Gabriel, if it's close, you know, there are close questions all the time about who starts and who sits. If it's close, does it go Shedeur Sanders or does it go Dylan Gabriel? You look at Gabriel's contract and his draft status, maybe he gets an edge that way. But you look at this idea that, hey, we may have gotten the steal of the century. Let's get this kid out there and see what Shedeur can do. Maybe if it's close, it goes his way. That's what's going to be a problem, because if it's close, you're going to have guys in the locker room that feel one thing, other guys that feel another. And if whoever the starter is doesn't get it done, you're going to have a group that's rolling their eyes and rumbling and saying the other guy should be the one who plays.
Your thoughts on that?
Boy, I think it's a great debate. Like, the pick they made with conviction, and I'm just using that term because you were big on that, leading the draft. The pick they made with conviction.
Because nobody saw him going in the third round, sure. So they had to feel passionate about it.
And so that's the one that the organization clearly felt like was a must for them. Because remember, not another quarterback went for like 50 picks, 55 or so picks. So there are people that think Gabriel would have fallen. Like, would have just kept going, because his measurables were some of the worst you'll see. I mean, bottom 30% in the NFL. And then they take Shedeur, and the Shedeur pick just seems like, all right, whatever, let's do it. Like, that just seems. And you guys can analyze all the videos you want about how excited or not excited they were on this pick or any of the others. We all know the reality is, eventually they just threw their hands up in the air and said, well, we got to take him now.
Yeah.
That's not a conviction pick, right? That's not. The conviction pick was Gabriel. So who does the tie go to? I think that's the big question that you heard talked about right there in that clip. Like, who would it go to? Is it the guy that sells the jerseys? Because Shedeur Sanders, we did this on the podcast yesterday, is already number three in jersey sales of all the rookies.
I'll tell you who the tie should go to. Are we talking? Tie goes to a runner, right? Here? Tie should go to Dylan Gabriel. I can't say it will, because one guy sells a hell of a lot more jerseys than the other guy. But the tie should go to Dylan Gabriel. They shouldn't be tied. Was he or was he not supposed to be a top 10 pick? Shedeur Sanders.
Well, now I don't know. Now it feels like we were totally misled, and he was never a first-round pick.
By what the people saw him on the tape.
No, I can't say that. Now people said there was no tape that supported him being a first-rounder. So we can't say that anymore. I don't think we can.
There was plenty of tape that supported him being a first-rounder.
Okay, I don't think we can say that anymore.
Well, I'm sorry. Why did Mel Kiper throw a fit then on television?
Because he was wrong.
So wait a minute.
He looked more wrong by the pick. He didn't want people
to go, hey, Mel, you're wrong.
So everybody who fought with me about Mel Kiper being a Hall of Famer 2 years ago, now all of a sudden he's the wrongest of the wrong and he doesn't know what he's looking at. So don't put him in the Hall of Fame. Because you guys all said I was crazy because I was like, he's not a Hall of Famer. I mean, you know, if you want to put him in the extra wing as the entertainment, fine. But
you're talking
he's not Hall of Famer. And all of us, you guys call me the biggest bastard in the world.
You are alluding to draft pundits.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks. And get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Teams, of which Albert Breer came out time and time again and said, I talked to teams off the record. None of them have a first round grade on them.
Jackson told us after
Zach
the combine.
Jackson said he talked to people.
Second round
grade. I think we can never mention him as a as a top-tier prospect ever again. Doesn't mean he can't be a really good quarterback. Brock Purdy is about to get paid $50 million, whatever many million dollars per year. So it doesn't matter. I mean, it doesn't matter at this point. But all I'm saying is I don't think we can ever say that he was a first-round grade. I think that was just
come on.
That was
You're
just
telling
punditry.
Me all of a sudden nobody ever said he's a first-round grade. So all 32 teams,
I don't think the teams
they didn't
thought
take
that.
Him, nobody thought that he's,
no,
is.
No,
the people
I think
that
it's been
talked
proven.
To teams, none
I don't
of them
think
said,
it's been
oh,
proven.
I know a team loves him in the first round.
You're talking about interviews. You're not talking about tape. You're talking about interviews. The interviews is what rubbed everybody the
if
wrong way.
If there was a first-round grade on his tape, he would have been taken before the fifth round.
I don't believe you.
I don't care how bad his interviews were. I don't care how bad any of that is. The tape is the tape, and when everybody got a chance to finally do the work on him, the teams that did the work on him, they passed up on him five times over.
I think you're nuts, but fine, I'll agree with you to move the sake on, because I'll tell you this. It doesn't. You and me disagreeing about that doesn't change it, then fine. Dylan Gabriel should still win the job if it were between those two and it was a tie. Because if he can't beat out Dylan Gabriel, we all thought he was better than Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah.
Don't start telling me teams didn't think he was better than Dylan Gabriel.
I would agree.
Except for the Browns, clearly. If they thought...
That's what makes it so tough.
If it is, if you're looking at these guys during camp and you're going, hey, man, these guys are neck and neck, Dylan Gabriel should get the tie. You're the one who stood there in the third round while everybody went, what? To the point where we just stared into the abyss because we didn't realize why. And I got people comparing him to Cody Kessler. Okay, that's not the same name as Shedeur Sanders, but if you made that pick with that much conviction, then yeah, Dylan Gabriel should be the one that gets the job over whatever job that is, whether that be the backup role, or who knows, by the time the season comes around, maybe it will be the starter, but that's a totally different conversation. Then Dylan Gabriel should get that. Shedeur Sanders, regardless of what you think or I think or anybody else thinks about the tape and whether or not it proved that he was a first-rounder or not, right? It was still supposed to be above Dylan Gabriel.
Yes.
So if Shedeur Sanders performs to the same level of Dylan Gabriel, then Dylan Gabriel should get it. Because Shedeur Sanders should be outperforming Dylan Gabriel. I know I took a hell of a long way around the hill to get to that line, but he should be outperforming Dylan Gabriel flat out. He was supposed to be, whether or not we thought so or anybody else thought so, he should have been first or second round, not fifth. And he should have been before Dylan Gabriel, and he wasn't. And they stood there and they said, we like Dylan Gabriel. We went and visited him on the plane, even though Daryl disagreed. They went and got on the plane and visited him over in Eugene, Oregon, and liked him, and they took Dylan Gabriel. So if there's a tie, Dylan Gabriel should get
should.
It. But how many Dylan Gabriel jerseys are we going to see at training camp? I bet we're going to see more than a couple Shedeur Sanders jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
So now you have to ask yourself, what are we doing here?
Jonathan Peterlin's going to be one of them.
Are we trying to win or are we trying to entertain? That's where we get crazy with this. Because you can try to do both. I cannot stress this enough. You have to start the season as if you're trying to win. I understand that reality could very well sit in very soon in the month of September. But you got to show your fan base that you're trying to win, man. You can't do what you did in 16 and 17. You can't do that. And I think that they've learned that, and that's why the Joe Flacco situation is going to be very interesting. That's a 40-year-old quarterback who will more than likely not be in this league in 2 years. The other three will. And you could, they asked that question yesterday afternoon, do they trade Joe Flacco before the season? Well, you trade Joe Flacco before the season, and Kenny Pickett goes out there and does some of that Kenny Pickett stuff that you see with him in the Philadelphia Eagles, or Shedeur Sanders just turns around, and there's 15 guys on defense, or Dylan Gabriel looks like he's going to get swallowed up by the entire defensive line of the Chicago Bears. And, buddy, you got yourself a real problem on your hands. Because it doesn't just affect, you can get rid of the head coach and the general manager. They're still going to question you as an organization. And then they'll question who you hire. And we go right back to 16-17 land. So you got to be, while we can, let's not bleep a bleeper here and say, hey, this isn't going to be a team that we all expect to make the playoffs. This isn't a team that we expect to make a deep run. We all know what the reality here is. But damn it, you kept these guys. You kept these guys to what? Go 3-15 again? 3-14 again, I mean? Sorry, I'm adding games now. You didn't keep these guys to do that. You gave them a shot. 216-474-0092. I got to take Robin Warrensville real quick. Hello, Rob.
Hey, what's going on, Ken?
Hi, Rob.
Hey, Ken. No, nobody talks about Stefanski. I think he's the key. I think besides Flacco, he's going to ruin all of the quarterbacks. I hang up and listen.
He's going to ruin all four. All three of the four. He's going to ruin Kenny and the other
kind
two.
Kind of an impressive accomplishment.
Boy, that's a hell of a job by you. If you're a quarterback coach, you ruin three out of four quarterbacks.
Went from the quarterback whisperer to the quarterback ruiner.
We don't know what he's whispering there. He'd be saying terrible things to them.
Suck at football.
There you go.
Ruin you.
Frank in Cleveland, hello.
What's up, fellas?
Hi, Frank.
Hey, man, listen, man. I don't know what's going to happen, but like we starting off, as we always do, with some drama. Four quarterbacks. We only can keep three, right? We only get
you can keep four. It just doesn't seem to be the smart thing to do. I don't think there's any ten.
It'd be horrible for your team.
Yeah.
Dylan Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders, man. Both of us better come in there. Listen here. If I'm them, I'm not going to let no 40-year-old quarterback stop me from starting. So they both better come in there and ball. I don't know which one I'm going to look like something, man. I just need somebody to look like something. But at 5'11", man, I'm not – man, he got to be right. He got to be better than – he got to be – whoo, he got to be good, man. Because 5'11", we've seen that already. We've seen that story, man. And we going to
– Now, where have we seen that story before, Frank?
Baker.
He was 6 feet tall.
I mean, almost, he looked at 5'11".
He was six full-ass feet. Don't even lie to yourself. And he threw the ball strong.
Man, always want to get short quarterbacks and short receivers, man. I don't know why we don't draft receivers over 6 foot.
Frank, they're shorter now anymore. I mean, people are getting smaller all of a sudden again.
Hey, man, listen,
we're supposed to all be getting bigger. Now they're all shorter.
Okay. So I guess we might be trying to turn Shedeur to a receiver, y'all. I don't know.
Frank, thank you for the call. Thank you for by the way, thank you for digging me out of that segment. I'm getting fraud alerts on my phone right now. It is a total distraction. It's a total distraction.
No way. No one can tell the way you brought us back.
Yeah. Hello. Welcome back.
We're going to do football talk
show.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Otani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.